众朋友们，大家好，今天是4月3号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。特朗普总统再度批评此前中共官员说美军将病毒带到武汉的说法，但是他说他相信中共高层并不知情。他还说他和中国国家主席习近平关系非常的好。我们请美国之音白宫记者黄杨毅为我们介绍。
截至4月2号星期四的中午为止呢，美国境内的新型冠状病毒确诊人数已经超过了22万人，而死亡的人数呢，也已经到达了5200人。而因为各州以及各地的政府呢，采取所谓的社交距离的政策，关闭了经济活动，来阻止疫情进一步的扩散。因此呢，我们看到在上个星期，有高达660万的美国人申请了失业救济。比起前一周呢，是上涨了2倍。前一周只有300多万的人申请了失业救济。此外呢，4月1号星期三晚上的白宫新闻简报会上呢，美国的国家安全顾问奥布莱恩被问到是否能够相信中国公布的确诊人数，对此呢，奥布莱恩则是回答说，中国公布的数据，美国无法确认。我们看一下美国国安顾问奥布莱恩的说法。
Well, number one, I think the president has a great relationship with President Xi.And we'd like to have a great relationship with China. Unfortunately, we're just not in a position to confirm any of the numbers that are coming out of China. There's no way to confirm any of those numbers. There's lots of public reporting on whether the numbers are too low. You've got access to those reports that are coming out of Chinese social media and some of the few reporters that are left in China. We just have no way to confirm any of those numbers. Thank you.
特朗普总统接着则说呢，他说看起来中国所报的数字是比较偏低，但是呢，接着强调他与中国国家主席习近平的关系很好，而且呢，他们两个人有讨论过中国的防疫措施，但是呢，并没有讨论中国的病例数字。那么针对之前中国外交部发言人赵立坚说新冠病毒是美军带去武汉的说法，特朗普总统表示呢，中国已经没有再说这件事情了，现在不需要再针对这个事情大做文章。而呢，他相信中国高层并不知道这个事情。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
Because people just don't know. People don't know where did it come from. I think we all understand where it came from, and President Xi understands that. We don't have to make a big deal out of it. We didn't like the fact that they said it came from our soldiers, and they haven't pursued that. It was, and that was a mid-level person said that. That was not a high-level person. So I assume.I will always assume the best. I'll assume the high-level people didn't know about it. It was a foolish statement. So, look, the relationship with China is a good one, and my relationship with him is, you know, really good.
现在呢，中国也正在跟非洲、欧洲等国家呢进行发送或者是贩售这个防疫设施，还有医疗物资等等的做法，似乎呢要来营造它是一个世界防疫领袖的形象。那么对此呢，美国总统特朗普则表示说，他并不在意这个样子，并且表示呢，当美国有办法提供的时候，美国也会向世界各国来运送物资。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
Well, I don't mind if they want to. Yeah, I view that as a positive if they're helping other countries. We have 151 countries right now that are under siege by the virus, under siege. Some are doing really badly. You know, they don't know about social distancing. These are countries that aren't highly sophisticated. They don't have great communication to the rest of the world. I mean, they don't know the things that we're doing and that some others are able to do.And if China can help them, I'm all for it. I'm for all of us helping everybody. We're soon going to have more ventilators than we need. We're building thousands of ventilators right now. Now, it takes a period of time to build them. And again, nobody could have known a thing like this could happen. We're building thousands. We will fairly soon be at a point where we have far more than we can use, even after we stockpile for some future catastrophe, which we hope doesn't happen. We're going to be distributing them, the extras.Around the world, we'll go to Italy, we'll go to France, we'll go to Spain, which is in, you know, very hard hit.
虽然特朗普总统是说呢，美国在有物资这个需求情况的之下呢，能够捐赠物资给其他的国家。不过呢，根据法国第三电视台 France 3的报道呢，法国的卫生部长奥利耶维红在3月28号向中国订了10亿片的口罩，但是呢，一批原定在4月2号交货的6000万片口罩呢，却因为美国政府付出比两 这个法国高两倍的价钱，临时这批口罩被抢送到美国。另外呢，在四月二号，也有120万个 N95 的口罩从中国的深圳运送到美国。那么这批口罩呢，是由波士顿的美式足球爱国者队的拥有者罗伯特卡夫所来购买的。那么这一批 N95 的口罩呢，到时候有一部分也会送到医疗资源目前严重短缺的纽约，来为他们进行协助。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
美国国务院对台湾将捐赠美国200万只口罩表示感激，并且说台湾是美国真正有需要的时候的真朋友。我们来看美国之音国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国国务院一位发言人表示，台湾对于新冠病毒疫情的管控是全世界都应该学习的成功榜样。美国非常感谢台湾所捐赠的口罩，并且期盼进步与台湾成为全球打击这个疾病的伙伴。这位发言人还说，台湾不仅是一个民主成功的故事，也是一个在美国人民有需要时的真朋友。在此之前，台湾总统蔡英文宣布将捐赠1000万片口罩给包括美国在内的疫情严重国家医护人员，支持国际社会共同抗疫。台湾驻美代表处在一份书面声明中说，这1000万片口罩当中将有200万片捐赠给美国，协助强化第一线医疗人员的防护措施。台湾外交部进一步说明，另外700万片给部分欧洲疫情严重国家，100万片给台湾的友邦。美国和台湾已经在三月初签署防疫合作的联合声明，双方将就种种抗疫的措施进一步强化合作的机制。美国在台协会 AIT 星期四在脸书上表示， AIT 台北办事处处长厉英杰短暂拜访了台湾中央流行疫情指挥中心。美国在台协会指出，美国生技公司吉利亚医药最近开始和台湾的研究人员展开临床研究合作，寻找对抗新冠病毒的可能治疗方案。这个临床实验同时在中国、日本、韩国、新加坡和香港进行。美国在台协会和台湾外交部上个星期宣布强化美台合作机制，共同管控新冠病毒疫情的扩散。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国多地实施居家令以遏制新冠疫情，上个星期申请失业救济的人再创新高。
美国劳工部星期四的报告显示，在3月22日至28日的这一周，美国首次申请失业救济的人数超过660万人，是前一周的两倍，比经济学家的预测将近翻了一番。在3月21日结束的那一周，美国首次申请失业救济的人数已经创下330万的记录。失业人数在这两周激增，是因为美国多地为应对新冠疫情加强了社交疏离措施，关闭学校、餐厅和商业场所，并开始陆续实施不同程度的居家令。一些经济学家说，这些措施将经济推入衰退。每周领取失业补贴的数字反映就业市场的最新变化。最新的数据显示，美国历史上持续时间最长的就业繁荣局面可能已在3月结束。一些经济学家说，财政刺激计划中的慷慨资助内容以及对民众申领救济条件的放宽，或将推动更多的美国人申领失业补贴。美国之音电视报道。
美国海军正在将停靠在关岛的罗斯福号航空母舰上的大部分士兵撤离到岸上，实施隔离健康检查。
美国海军部代理部长莫德利星期三在五角大楼说，罗斯福号航空母舰目前呢已经有1000名的水兵撤离到了关岛的岸上，另外呢有2700名的水兵会在星期五前上岸。罗斯福号航母配备有4000多名官兵，海军上个星期二呢首次在罗斯福号航空母舰上发现3名的新型冠状病毒感染者，2天之后呢又发现了5人受感染，于是呢下令这艘航母停靠关岛实行隔离检查。莫德利当时说，所有的感染者已被空运到了陆地上的医院，目前的情况稳定。同时呢，海军会检查军舰上所有官兵是否感染病毒。但是此后呢，新冠病毒继续在航母上继续的迅速的蔓延。星期一，罗斯福号航空母舰的舰长 克罗泽尔以不同寻常的方式呢，给海军高层写了一封这个长达四页篇幅的信，促请海军立即采取行动，以免发生水兵因感染新冠病毒而死亡的悲剧。在旧金山纪事报获得并且发表的这封信中，克罗泽尔上校说，航母的水兵们就像游轮上的旅客一样，很难的依照美国的疾病控制与预防中心以及海军规定的那样保持社交安全距离，因此呢，绝大部分的水兵都应该下船到安全的地方实行隔离，并对整个航母实行清洁消毒处理。此前莫德利曾说，在罗斯福号航母靠港之后呢，水兵们只能够停留在码头附近实行隔离，不要去关岛这个其他地方。美国海军一名官员星期二在寄给美国之音的一份声明中说，罗斯福号航空母舰的指挥官主张在岸上的设施中安置更多的水兵，让他们有更好的隔离环境。海军领导层正快速的行动，采取所有的必要措施，确保罗斯福号航母的这个官兵的健康与安全，并且采取措施处理指挥官所表达的忧虑。同一天，代理部长莫德利在美国有线电视新闻网 CNN 采访的时候说，在是否有必要将水兵们撤离罗斯福号航母的问题上呢，他与舰长并没有意见分歧，但是在关岛为人数这么多的军人临时安排病床是一项困难的任务。曾经在美国海军潜艇上服役过的哈德逊研究所资深研究员布莱恩·克拉克对美国之音说，海军要在短时间内呢，在关岛单个的安置和隔离几千名水兵的确是一项挑战，但并非办不到。
But it does seem like the Navy would have the challenge of coming up with housing arrangements for several thousand personnel ashore in Guam, which I believe, you know, would be possible based on the number of hotel rooms and barracks and other housing facilities on Guam.
莫德利还说，除了临时安置几千名水兵有困难之外，海军还必须在保护军人的健康与安全以及确保罗斯福航母的战备状态之间呢，保持一个平衡。他说，必须要有一些水兵留在舰上，维持核动力系统的运作，保护军舰的安全。罗斯福号航空母舰两个星期前还给美利坚远征打击群以及美国的海军陆战队第31远征军在南中国海进行了3天的联合作战演习，以强化美军在多个作战平台的联合作战能力。克拉克认为，如果亚太安全突然出现危机，罗斯福号航母呢有能力呢很快的投入战斗。
The crew would be ashore in Guam, so they would simply get back on the ship, and the ship would redeploy. The only issue would be, how many people on the crew are sick and unable to deploy, just because they're physically unable to.
海军部代理部长穆德利星期三在五角大楼说，目前呢，罗斯福号航空母舰的病毒感染者呢有93人，没有人病危。他还说，这艘航母呢预计会在关岛停留多日，但是如果安全局势出现危机，罗斯福号航母呢能够很快的出海执行任务。美国之音李宝，华盛顿报道。
尽管中国各地陆续复工，新冠肺炎的疫情仍在发展，这场疫情对您的家人生活和工作计划带来什么样的冲击和影响？您所在的社区和城市目前疫情如何？欢迎您通过电邮将您录制的音频、视频或文字图片跟我们分享。我们的电邮是 mystory@voanews.com， mystory@voanews.com。也欢迎您留下您的联系方式，我们的记者会尽快与您联系。
随着全球新冠病毒死亡人数的急剧上升，研究者们正在测试现有药物的治疗能力。来看报道。
较旧的疟疾药氯喹和氢氯喹正在临床试验中，以便用它在感染的早期阶段杀死新冠病毒。
This drug interferes with the virus's ability to enter the host cell and makes the cell less hospitable to the virus.And then if the virus is not effective at infecting the cell, it would not be as effective in reproducing and creating more copies.
这是被特朗普总统称为改变游戏规则的药物组合。科学家警告说，需要进行更多研究来验证结果，并警告说这些药物可能具有毒性。 另一种称为瑞德维西的药物被证明对埃博拉患者无效，但显示出遏制新冠病毒的希望。它还可以防止病毒进入宿主细胞和繁殖。在测试用于治疗新冠病毒症状的药物当中，有一种称为 Kevzara 的类风湿关节炎药物。该药物通过减少机体免疫机能抵抗感染引起炎症来缓解威胁生命的肺泡阻塞。
They interfere with an important part of the inflammatory cascade, which is part of the body's defense mechanism in response to an overwhelming infection.
这些药物的大规模实验正在进行之中，以测试其有效性，同时确定没有适得其反的副作用。在美国也开始进行康复血浆试验，以治疗重症新冠肺炎患者。这涉及从已经完全康复的新冠病毒患者的血浆中提取抗体，并将其注射到患者的体内中。
What we're doing is this low-tech, old-style solution of taking it from people, just like people did before antibiotics were invented.
但是曾经参与血浆转移的医生说，这种方法对重症患者无效，建议将其更多的用于防御和早期治疗。传染病专家说，找到一种有效的新冠病毒治疗方法可能要花费几个月的时间，而研发预防感染的疫苗则可能需要一年以上的时间。美国之音记者帕登，华盛顿报道。
不断恶化的新冠疫情给美国带来了严重的挑战，但是很多民间团体和个人正在发挥互助精神，给有需要的人提供帮助。
Is this for me?
Yeah, that's for you.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I just think it's a wonderful thing that, you know, that people can help. And times like these are very trying and very hard, especially for older people like myself. And fortunately, I'm in good health and everything, so I'm able to do a little bit. And while I can, I will.
They're business acquaintances. They're not friends of mine. And yet they've reached out to me and have wanted to do anything for me. Go to the pharmacy, go to the supermarket, pick up anything. People have just been wonderful.
So this idea started off just in my club. As I'm president for the College Park Rotary Club, I wanted to help out the elderly, that there's several elderly in my club who are 65 and over. So I said, hey guys, you know, if anybody needs something, just let me know and I will help you. And a few other members who are younger were like, yes, Nomi, let us know, we will help as well. So that's where it started from. And then from there, it went on to talking to a friend of mine, MT, who is our PR marketing chair. And she pushed me like, hey, no, let's make this bigger. Let's see what we can do with this. I was like, you know, that makes sense. So we went to our district governor and spoke to him about the idea, and he supported it wholeheartedly within a second. He did not even resist. And within like a week, we have already built the platform, and now we're sending PR marketing out for people to call us.
You know, during the Second World War, people came together because things were so bad. And I believe this is another war we are fighting, and people are coming together and trying so hard to help each other. Through that, we will overcome.
目前美国的多数学校都已经停课或者改为网上授课，家长们在家工作的同时还要兼顾孩子的学习。
这些天在科尔家，早上的时间被留给学习。 Lord, thank you for the blessing of being able to work from home and make homeschool happen. And would you just help equip us to understand and learn new possibilities and adventures in the world. In your name, amen.
维吉尼亚州的学校关闭到本学年结束。朱莉安娜·科尔现在既是妈妈又是老师。
Okay, now we're going to begin to write the beginning sounds for each of the kids' names.
她的孩子的学校每天早上通过互联网给家长发作业，供家长打印出来。教程的视频也被上传用于自学。
Make sure to set up a day with a healthy rhythm of what the school has outlined and what is going to set up our day for most success, whether the kid has a test or whether there's something they have to check into virtually.
对于科尔的孩子来说，情况有起有落。
I missed my classmates and my teacher, but I liked doing the activities at home and playing with my family.
科尔一家确实找时间进行户外活动，这激励孩子们完成作业。在保持严格的社交距离的同时，卡莱布有一个朋友可以见。
Because I'm not going to school, I'm meeting with this one friend that's on my block. So I play Nerf guns with him for about an hour. And we also can play basketball and foosball.
Hi, Shauna Beth.
在帮助孩子的空闲，朱莉安娜在网上与她的同事联系。他们都待在家里。
I literally have to write down, okay, office time, cooking time, you know, leisure time. Because if not, it's all leisure time.
You get to decide.To invest in this time, to grow yourself, grow your connections, and grow your dreams, because you truly have been given a gift that you can work from the exact place that you are.
在美国，新型冠状病毒时期，给全职妈妈这个词带来了新的含义。美国之音曹恩静，维吉尼亚报道。
新冠疫情影响了千千万万的美国人，其中也包括新生儿的父母。在本该合家庆祝的时候，他们却不得不与家人和朋友隔离，以保护他们新出生的孩子。
My name is Nathan. I'm a videographer, photographer, content creator based here in Miami, Florida. My son was born March 6th, 2020 at 11:57 p.m.into what we now know to be the global coronavirus pandemic.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that. Hey, look at you.
I work for a hospitality group here in Miami. I was laid off along with hundreds of employees, and there's a lot of uncertainty right now, and it's scary. It's weighing a lot on me and my wife.
We need to have...things that last a little bit longer.
Yeah, so we'll get what we've been getting, like the cauliflower, the cabbage. Yeah, so this is how I go to the store nowadays, which is, I don't know, there's a lot of conflicting information out there about whether or not this is even helpful. But I figure it has to do something.And here we go, on our way. My biggest fear right now is, you know, obviously putting my son in danger. And that means making sure that I don't get sick, making sure my wife doesn't get sick. Still no toilet paper. So we're taking all the precautions.We're following all the guidelines. We're cooped up in our apartment.
Echo, set timer for 30 seconds.
That's my biggest focus right now, is to make sure we don't get sick. We have to stay healthy. That's the bottom line. My sisters, my brothers, my wife's sister, cousins, aunts, uncles, friends, they've never met them. They've never seen them in person. So we're basically sharing through FaceTime.
Hi.
Good.
Yeah, he was sleeping all day today.
All day.
Well, maybe tonight you won't get by with.
That's what I thought.
High five.
Oh, no. I just wished I could hold you a little bit.
I know.
At least we have it. At least we can spend a little bit of time with our family and friends.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, baby.
Even if it's not in person. spend a few hours every day looking for work, but it's tough right now. I'm still optimistic and hopeful that my job will come back. At the end of the day, I'm grateful because I'm getting to spend these first few crucial weeks and months with my son, and that is an opportunity that I honestly didn't think I was going to have. So that has truly been a blessing.
新冠病毒正在全球肆虐，即使是幼儿也知道有病毒在传播。那么如何对孩子讲述这段历史，我们一起去看一看。
由于新冠病毒，世界各地的操场都空无一人，学校也关闭了。孩子们与家人待在一起，他们经常和父母看到同样的关于新冠病毒的消息，这可能会吓到他们。
It's always important to start with the kids and find out where they're at. Ask them what they've heard, what they know, and what they think and feel about these things. It's always important to tell the truth in a developmentally appropriate way. And we want to provide the kids with reassurance.
You're not going to talk to a five-year-old the same way you would talk to a teenager. But I think it's also really important that they understand how serious this is.
罗伯特·弗兰克斯参加了新闻来源 Newswire 的专家小组。他是附属哈佛大学的贝克法官儿童中心的主任兼首席执行官。弗兰克斯说，父母和监护人一定要记住，孩子从成人那里学习和模仿是很重要的。
They pick up on our anxiety, they pick up on our fear. If we're watching the news 24/7 in our house, they're going to see it too, and they're going to see the way we react to it, as well as, you know,take our cues from us in terms of how seriously we're taking social distancing.
If adults want to watch the news, making sure that they're not doing it always in the presence of the children, it's okay to have a little bit of exposure. But if you're going to do that, do it together so that you can ask questions and address any concerns.
埃斯莱曼说，如果孩子们问问题，而你不知道答案，那也可以坦率地讲，因为这是我们大多数人以前从未经历过的新情况。美国之音记者皮尔森，华盛顿报道。
制造商正在收集成千上万消费者的望远镜中的数据，我们一起去看一看。
除非你是天文学家，否则当图像中心的星星闪烁的那一瞬间，可能并不那么让你激动。但那一瞬间标志着一颗小行星的通过。太空物体通常太小、太暗而无法看见。
那些小行星有时会飞过地球，很近地掠过我们。在它们掠过之前几小时、几天，我们已经侦测到它们。如果在它们飞过时，我们没有进行跟踪，基本上就会错过它们了。
在这个例子里，重要的数据来自一个新的消费者望远镜，使用者把它装在背包里，带到阿曼的一个沙漠。弗朗克·马尔基斯在 SETI 研究所的日常工作跟操作全世界最大的望远镜有关。
公司的目标是让天文学民主化，我想我们已经准备就绪。
技术的进步让电子望远镜具有和房间大小的望远镜的威力，同时还更容易使用。它通过无线方式连接到庞大的恒星数据库，使用应用程序选择一个兴趣点，电子望远镜就会使用数据库作为地图来标定它。一个低光传感器通过多次曝光的组合来增强昏暗的恒星。
因此，当天空出现可供观察的有趣事物，我们就可以向用户发送通知，像一个新的彗星、新的超新星。我们能够汇集所有这些观察结果，然后做出最好的图片。
这个算法可以搜索意想不到的东西，像朝我们飞来的小行星，
或者可能是更陌生神秘的东西，比方说一个试图和我们交流的科技文明的脉动。
在这个太空探索的新纪元，公民科学家的角色举足轻重。美国之音记者迪布尔从地球发来的报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 好，今天是4月3号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。特朗普总统再度批评此前中共官员说美军将病毒带到武汉的说法，但是他说他相信中共高层并不知情。他还说他和中国国家主席习近平关系非常的好。我们请美国之音白宫记者黄杨毅为我们介绍。
截至4月2号星期四的中午为止呢，美国境内的新型冠状病毒确诊人数已经超过了22万人，而死亡的人数呢，也已经到达了5200人。而因为各州以及各地的政府呢，采取所谓的社交距离的政策，关闭了经济活动，来阻止疫情进一步的扩散。因此呢，我们看到在上个星期，有高达660万的美国人申请了失业救济，比起前一周呢，是上涨了2倍。前一周只有300多万人申请了失业救济。此外呢，4月1号星期三的晚上的白宫新闻简报会上呢，美国的国家安全顾问奥布莱恩被问到是否能够相信中国公布的确诊人数，对此呢，奥布莱恩则是回答说，中国公布的数据美国无法确认。我们看一下美国国安顾问奥布莱恩的说法。
Well, number one, I think the president has a great relationship with President Xi, and we'd like to have a great relationship with China. Unfortunately, we're just not in a position to confirm any of the numbers that are coming out of China. There's no way to confirm any of those numbers. There's lots of public reporting on whether the numbers are too low. You've got access to those reports that are coming out of Chinese social media and some of the few reporters that are left in China. We just have no way to confirm any of those numbers. Thank you.
特朗普总统接着则说呢，他说看起来中国所报的数字是比较偏低，但是呢，接着强调他与中国国家主席习近平的关系很好，而且呢，他们两个人有讨论过中国的防疫措施，但是呢，并没有讨论中国的病例数字。那么针对之前中国外交部发言人赵立坚说新冠病毒是美军带去武汉的说法，特朗普总统表示呢，中国已经没有再说这件事情了，现在不需要再针对这个事情大做文章。而呢，他相信中国高层并不知道这个事情。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
Because people just don't know. People don't know where did it come from. I think we all understand where it came from, and President Xi understands that. We don't have to make a big deal out of it. We didn't like the fact that they said it came from our soldiers, and they haven't pursued that. It was, and that was a mid-level person said that. That was not a high-level person. So I assume.I will always assume the best. I'll assume the high-level people didn't know about it. It was a foolish statement. So, look, the relationship with China is a good one, and my relationship with him is, you know, really good.
现在呢，中国也正在跟非洲、欧洲等国家呢进行发送或者是贩售这个防疫设施，还有医疗物资等等的做法，似乎呢要来营造他是一个世界防疫领袖的形象。那么对此呢，美国总统特朗普则表示说，他并不在意这个样子，并且表示呢，当美国有办法提供的时候，美国也会向世界各国来运送物资。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫。
Well, I don't mind if they want it. I view that as a positive if they're helping other countries. We have 151 countries right now that are under siege by the virus, under siege. Some are doing really badly. You know, they don't know about social distancing. These are countries that aren't highly sophisticated. They don't have great communication to the rest of the world. I mean, they don't know the things that we're doing and that some others are able to do.And if China can help them, I'm all for it. I'm for all of us helping everybody. We're soon going to have more ventilators than we need. We're building thousands of ventilators right now. Now, it takes a period of time to build them. And again, nobody could have known a thing like this could happen. We're building thousands. We will fairly soon be at a point where we have far more than we can use, even after we stockpile for some future catastrophe, which we hope doesn't happen. We're going to be distributing them, the extras.Around the world, we'll go to Italy, we'll go to France, we'll go to Spain, which is in, you know, very hard hit.
虽然特朗普总统是说呢，美国在有物资这个需求情况的之下呢，能够捐赠物资给其他的国家。不过呢，根据法国第三电视台 France 3的报道呢，法国的卫生部长奥利耶维红在3月28号向中国订了10亿片的口罩，但是呢，一批原定在4月2号交货的6000万片口罩呢，却因为美国政府付出比这个法国高2倍的价钱，临时这批口罩被抢送到美国。另外呢，在4月2号 号也有120万个 N95 的口罩从中国的深圳运送到美国。那么这批口罩呢，是由波士顿的美式足球爱国者队的拥有者罗伯特卡夫所来购买的。那么这一批 N95 的口罩呢，到时候有一部分也会送到医疗资源目前严重短缺的纽约，来为他们进行协助。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
美国国务院对台湾将捐赠美国200万只口罩表示感激，并且说台湾是美国真正有需要的时候的真朋友。我们来看美国之音国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国国务院一位发言人表示，台湾对于新冠病毒疫情的管控是全世界都应该学习的成功榜样。美国非常感谢台湾所捐赠的口罩，并且期盼进步与台湾成为全球打击这个疾病的伙伴。这位发言人还说，台湾不仅是一个民主成功的故事，也是一个在美国人民有需要时的真朋友。在此之前，台湾总统蔡英文宣布将捐赠1000万片口罩给包括美国在内的疫情严重国家医护人员，支持国际社会共同抗疫。台湾驻美代表处在一份书面声明中说，这1000万片口�罩当中将有200万片捐赠给美国，协助强化第一线医疗人员的防护措施。台湾外交部进一步说明，另外700万片给部分欧洲疫情严重国家，100万片给台湾的友邦。美国和台湾已经在3月初签署防疫合作的联合声明，双方将就种种抗疫的措施进一步强化合作的机制。美国在台协会 AIT 星期四在脸书上表示， AIT 台北办事处处长厉英杰短暂拜访了台湾中央流行疫情指挥中心。美国在台协会指出，美国生技公司吉利亚医药最近开始和台湾的研究人员展开临床研究合作，寻找对抗新冠病毒的可能治疗方案。这个临床实验同时在中国、日本、韩国、新加坡和香港进行。美国在台协会和台湾外交部上个星期宣布强化美台合作机制，共同管控新冠病毒疫情的扩散。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国多地实施居家令以遏制新冠疫情，上个星期申请失业救济的人再创新高。
美国劳工部星期四的报告显示，在3月22日至28日的这一周，美国首次申请失业救济的人数超过660万人，是前一周的2倍，比经济学家的预测将近翻了一番。在3月21日结束的那一周，美国首次申请失业救济的人数已经创下330万的记录。失业人数在这2周激增，是因为美国多地为应对新冠疫情加强了社交疏离措施，关闭学校、餐厅和商业场所，并开始陆续实施不同程度的居家令。一些经济学家说，这些措施将经济推入衰退。每周领取失业补贴的数字反映就业市场的最新变化。最新的数据显示，美国历史上持续时间最长的就业繁荣局面可能已在3月结束。一些经济学家说，财政刺激计划中的慷慨资助内容以及对民众申领救济条件的放宽，或将推动更多的美国人申领失业补贴。美国之音电视报道。
美国海军正在将停靠在关岛的罗斯福号航空母舰上的大部分士兵撤离到岸上，实施隔离健康检查。
美国海军部代理部长莫德利星期三在五角大楼说，罗斯福号航空母舰目前呢已经有1000名的水兵撤离到了关岛的岸上，另外呢有2700名的水兵会在星期五前上岸。罗斯福号航母配备有4000多名官兵，海军上个星期二呢首次在罗斯福号航空母舰上发现3名的新型冠状病毒感染者，2天之后呢又发现了5人受感染，于是呢下令这艘航母停靠关岛实行隔离检查。莫德利当时说，所有的感染者已被空运到了陆地上的医院，目前的情况稳定。同时呢，海军会检查军舰上所有官兵是否感染病毒。但是此后呢，新冠病毒继续在航母上继续的迅速的蔓延。星期一，罗斯福号航空母舰的舰长克罗泽尔以不同寻常的方式呢，给海军高层写了一封这个长达4页篇幅的信。 促请海军立即采取行动，以免发生水兵因感染新冠病毒而死亡的悲剧。在旧金山纪事报获得并且发表的这封信中，克洛泽尔上校说，航母的水兵们就像游轮上的旅客一样，很难的依照美国的疾病控制与预防中心以及海军规定的那样保持社交安全距离，因此呢，绝大部分的水兵都应该下船到安全的地方实行隔离，并对整个航母实行清洁消毒处理。此前莫德利曾说，在罗斯福号航母靠港之后呢，水兵们只能够停留在码头附近实行隔离，不要去关岛这个其他地方。美国海军一名官员星期二在寄给美国之音的一份声明中说，罗斯福号航空母舰的指挥官主张在岸上的设施中安置更多的水兵，让他们有更好的隔离环境。海军领导层正快速的行动，采取所有的必要措施，确保罗斯福号航母的这个官兵的健康与安全，并且采取措施处理指挥官所表达的忧虑。同一天，代理部长莫德利在美国有线电视新闻网 CNN 采访的时候说，在是否有必要将水兵们撤离罗斯福号航母的问题上呢，他与舰长并没有意见分歧，但是在关岛为人数这么多的军人临时安排病床是一项困难的任务。曾经在美国海军潜艇上服役过的哈德逊研究所资深研究员布莱恩·克拉克对美国之音说，海军要在短时间内呢，在关岛单个的安置和隔离几千名水兵的确是一项挑战，但并非办不到。
But it does seem like the Navy would have the challenge of coming up with housing arrangements for several thousand personnel ashore in Guam, which I believe, you know, would be possible based on the number of hotel rooms and barracks and other housing facilities on Guam.
莫德利还说，除了临时安置几千名水兵有困难之外，海军还必须在保护军人的健康与安全以及确保罗斯福航母的战备状态之间呢，保持一个平衡。他说，必须要有一些水兵留在舰上，维持核动力系统的运作，保护军舰的安全。罗斯福号航空母舰两个星期前还给美利坚远征打击群以及美国的海军陆战队第31远征军在南中国海进行了3天的联合作战演习，以强化美军在多个作战平台的联合作战能力。克拉克认为，如果亚太安全突然出现危机，罗斯福号航母呢有能力呢很快的投入战斗。
The crew would be ashore in Guam, so they would simply get back on the ship and the ship would redeploy. The only issue would be, how many people on the crew are sick and unable to deploy just because they're physically unable to.
海军部代理部长穆德利星期三在五角大楼说，目前呢，罗斯福号航空母舰的病毒感染者呢有93人，没有人病危。他还说，这艘航母呢预计会在关岛停留多日，但是如果安全局势出现危机，罗斯福号航母呢能够很快的出海执行任务。美国之音李宝，华盛顿报道。
尽管中国各地陆续复工，新冠肺炎的疫情仍在发展。这场疫情对您的家人、生活和工作计划带来什么样的冲击和影响？您所在的社区和城市目前疫情如何？欢迎您通过电邮将您录制的音频、视频或文字图片跟我们分享。我们的电邮是 mystory@voanews.com， mystory@voanews.com。也欢迎您留下您的联系方式，我们的记者会尽快与您联系。
随着全球新冠病毒死亡人数的急剧上升，研究者们正在测试现有药物的治疗能力。来看报道。
较旧的疟疾药氯喹和氢氯喹正在临床试验中，以便用它在感染的早期阶段杀死新冠病毒。
This drug interferes with the virus's ability to enter the host cell and makes the cell less hospitable to the virus. And then if the virus is not effective at infecting the cell, it would not be as effective in reproducing and creating more copies.
这是被特朗普总统称为改变游戏规则的药物组合。科学家警告说，需要进行更多研究来验证结果，并警告说这些药物可能具有毒性。另一种称为瑞德维西的药物被证明对埃博拉患者无效，但显示出遏制新冠病毒的希望。 它还可以防止病毒进入宿主细胞和繁殖。在测试用于治疗新冠病毒症状的药物当中，有一种称为 Kevzara 的类风湿关节炎药物。该药物通过减少机体免疫机能抵抗感染引起炎症来缓解威胁生命的肺泡阻塞。
They interfere with an important part of the inflammatory cascade, which is part of the body's defense mechanism in response to an overwhelming infection.
这些药物的大规模实验正在进行之中，以测试其有效性，同时确定没有适得其反的副作用。在美国也开始进行康复血浆试验，以治疗重症新冠肺炎患者。这涉及从已经完全康复的新冠病毒患者的血浆中提取抗体，并将其注射到患者的体内中。
What we're doing is this low-tech, old-style solution of taking it from people, just like people did before antibiotics were invented.
但是曾经参与血浆转移的医生说，这种方法对重症患者无效，建议将其更多的用于防御和早期治疗。传染病专家说，找到一种有效的新冠病毒治疗方法可能要花费几个月的时间，而研发预防感染的疫苗则可能需要一年以上的时间。美国之音记者帕登，华盛顿报道。
不断恶化的新冠疫情给美国带来了严重的挑战，但是很多民间团体和个人正在发挥互助精神，给有需要的人提供帮助。
Well, I just think it's a wonderful thing that, you know, that people can help. And times like these are very trying and very hard, especially for older people like myself. And fortunately, I'm in good health and everything, so I'm able to do a little bit. And while I can, I will.
Acquaintances. They're not friends of mine, and yet they've reached out to me and have wanted to do anything for me. Go to the pharmacy, go to the supermarket, pick up anything. People have just been wonderful.
So this idea started off just in my club. As I'm president for the College Park Rotary Club, I wanted to help out the elderly, that there's several elderly in my club who are 65 and over. So I said, hey guys, you know, if anybody needs something, just let me know and I will help you. And a few other members who are younger were like, yes, Nomi, let us know, we will help as well. So that's where it started from. And then from there, it went on to talking to a friend of mine, MT, who is our PR marketing chair. And she pushed me like, hey, no, let's make this bigger. Let's see what we can do with this. I was like, you know, that makes sense. So we went to our district governor and spoke to him about the idea, and he supported it wholeheartedly within a second. He did not even resist. And within like a week, we have already built a platform, and now we're sending PR marketing out for people to call us.
Second World War, people came together because things were so bad. And I believe this is another war we are fighting, and people are coming together and trying so hard to help each other. Through that, we will overcome.
目前美国的多数学校都已经停课或者改为网上授课，家长们在家工作的同时还要兼顾孩子的学习。
这些天在科尔家，早上的时间被留给学习。
Lord, thank you for the blessing of being able to work from home and make homeschool happen.
And would you just help equip us to understand and learn new possibilities and adventures in the world? Amen.
维吉尼亚州的学校关闭到本学年结束。朱莉安娜·科尔现在既是妈妈又是老师。
Okay, now we're going to begin to write the beginning sounds for each of the kids' name.
她的孩子的学校每天早上通过互联网给家长发作业，供家长打印出来。教程的视频也被上传用于自学。
Make sure to set up a day with a healthy rhythm of what the school has outlined and what is going to set up our day for most success, whether the kid has a test or whether there's something they have to check into virtually.
对于科尔的孩子来说，情况有起有落。
I missed my classmates and my teacher, but I liked doing the activities at home and playing with my family.
科尔一家确实找时间进行户外活动，这激励孩子们完成作业。在保持严格的社交距离的同时，卡莱布有一个朋友可以见。
Because I'm not going to school, I'm meeting with this one friend that's on my block. So I play Nerf guns with him for about an hour. And we also can play basketball and foosball.
Hi, Shauna Beth.
在帮助孩子的空闲，朱莉安娜在网上与她的同事联系。他们都待在家里。
I literally have to write down, okay, office time, cooking time, you know, leisure time. Because if not, it's all leisure time.
You get to decide.To invest in this time, to grow yourself, grow your connections, and grow your dreams, because you truly have been given a gift that you can work from the exact place that you are.
在美国新型冠状病毒时期，给全职妈妈这个词带来了新的含义。美国之音曹恩静，维吉尼亚报道。
新冠疫情影响了千千万万的美国人，其中也包括新生儿的父母。在本该合家庆祝的时候，他们却不得不与家人和朋友隔离，以保护他们新出生的孩子。
My name is Nathan. I'm a videographer, photographer, content creator based here in Miami, Florida. My son was born March 6th, 2020 at 11:57 p.m.into what we now know to be the global coronavirus pandemic.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that. Hey, look at you.
I work for a hospitality group here in Miami. I was laid off along with hundreds of employees, and there's a lot of uncertainty right now, and it's scary. It's weighing a lot on me and my wife.
We need to have...things that last a little bit longer.
Yeah, so we'll get what we've been getting, like the cauliflower, the cabbage. Yeah, so this is how I go to the store nowadays, which is, I don't know, there's a lot of conflicting information out there about whether or not this is even helpful. But I figure it has to do something.And here we go, on our way. My biggest fear right now is, you know, obviously putting my son in danger. And that means making sure that I don't get sick, making sure my wife doesn't get sick. Still no toilet paper. So we're taking all the precautions.We're following all the guidelines. We're cooped up in our apartment.
Echo, set timer for 30 seconds.
That's my biggest focus right now, is to make sure we don't get sick. We have to stay healthy. That's the bottom line. My sisters, my brothers, my wife's sister, cousins, aunts, uncles, friends, they've never met them. They've never seen them in person. So we're basically sharing through FaceTime.
Hi.
Good.
Yeah, he was sleeping all day today.
Well, maybe tonight
you won't get by with.
That's what I thought.
High five.
Oh, no. I just wish I could hold him a little bit.
I know. He's
so... At least we have it. At least we can spend a little bit of time with our family and friends.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, baby.
Even if it's not in person.I spend a few hours every day looking for work, but it's tough right now. I'm still optimistic and hopeful that my job will come back. At the end of the day, I'm grateful because I'm getting to spend these first few crucial weeks and months with my son, and that is an opportunity that I honestly didn't think I was going to have. So that has truly been a blessing.
新冠病毒正在全球肆虐, 即使是幼儿也知道有病毒在传播。 那么如何对孩子讲述这段历史, 我们一起去看一看。
由于新冠病毒, 世界各地的操场都空无一人, 学校也关闭了。 孩子们与家人待在一起, 他们经常和父母看到同样的关于新冠病毒的消息, 这可能会吓到他们。
It's always important to start with the kids and find out where they're at. Ask them what they've heard, what they know, and what they think and feel about these things. It's always important to tell the truth in a developmentally appropriate way. And we want to provide the kids with reassurance.
You're not going to talk to a five-year-old the same way you would talk to a teenager. But I think it's also really important that they understand how serious this is.
罗伯特·弗兰克斯参加了新闻来源 NewsWire的专家小组。 他是附属哈佛大学的贝克法官儿童中心的主任兼首席执行官。弗兰克斯说，父母和监护人一定要记住，孩子从成人那里学习和模仿是很重要的。
They pick up on our anxiety, they pick up on our fear. If we're watching the news 24/7 in our house, they're going to see it too, and they're going to see the way we react to it, as well as, you know, take our cues from us in terms of how seriously we're taking social distancing.
If adults want to watch the news, making sure that they're not doing it always in the presence of the children, it's okay to have a little bit of exposure. But if you're going to do that, do it together so that you can ask questions and address any concerns.
埃斯莱曼说, 如果孩子们问问题, 而你不知道答案, 那也可以坦率地讲, 因为这是我们大多数人以前从未经历过的新情况。 美国之音记者皮尔森，华盛顿报道。
制造商正在收集成千上万消费者的望远镜中的数据，我们一起去看一看。除非你是天文学家，否则当图像中心的星星闪烁的那一瞬间，可能并不那么让你激动。但那一瞬间标志着一颗小行星的通过。太空物体通常太小、太暗，而无法看见。
那些小行星有时会飞过地球，很近的掠过我们。在它们掠过之前几小时、几天，我们已经侦测到它们。如果在它们飞过时，我们没有进行跟踪，基本上就会错过它们了。在这个例子里，重要的数据来自一个新的消费者望远镜，使用者把它装在背包里，带到阿曼的一个沙漠。
弗朗克·马尔基斯在SETI研究所的日常工作，跟操作全世界最大的望远镜有关。公司的目标是让天文学民主化，我想我们已经准备就绪。技术的进步让电子望远镜具有和房间大小的望远镜的威力，同时还更容易使用。它通过无线方式连接到庞大的恒星数据库，使用应用程序选择一个兴趣点。 电子望远镜就会使用数据库作为地图来标定它。一个低光传感器通过多次曝光的组合来增强昏暗的恒星。因此，当天空出现可供观察的有趣事物，我们就可以向用户发送通知，像一个新的彗星、新的超新星。我们能够汇集所有这些观察结果，然后做出最好的图片。 这个算法可以搜索意想不到的东西，将朝我们飞来的小行星，或者可能是更陌生神秘的东西，比方说一个试图和我们交流的科技文明的脉动。在这个太空探索的新纪元，公民科学家的角色举足轻重。美国之音记者迪布尔从地球发来的报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。